I was able to talk to part of the delegation from France. Now, the people that I talked to there were people that were likewise cattle producers in France. A lot of the meeting was spent talking with buyers from other countries. The U.S. Meat Export Federation really promotes trade and supports our export markets. Likewise, the International Meat Secretariat works to eliminate trade barriers and to work out trade issues and difficulties. So we were talking about some of the things that do limit trade, both in terms of governmental aspects to it, tariffs and the like, and then some of the non-tariff ways that trade is prevented, and that is different regulatory schemes and whatnot. Particularly with when we talk about the European community, they have a lot of non-tariff related trade barriers for us importing product there. So we are trying to work through some of that. This gave us an opportunity to meet with those people firsthand.
And Smith added that NCBA also spent some time discussing the North America Free Trade Agreement with delegations from Mexico and Canada.
We spent a lot of time talking with the delegations from Canada and Mexico about NAFTA. We also spent time talking with particularly some of the delegations from South Korea about the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty that is being discussed right now, talking about increased exports to China. That's one of the huge open markets for everybody. And we certainly are seeing a lot more beef moving there. At the same time, we're seeing some tariffs being imposed there. So, yes, we spent a lot of time working on those aspects of it. And it's great to be able to meet these people firsthand, to have these kind of conversations with them and gain a little bit better understanding of their positions, as well as letting them see actual cattle producers from the U.S. We very much try to get the message across that we're family-oriented, family-operated businesses. I think that they sometimes have the impression that we're all some big corporate entity, and we try to show them that, no, we are the actual people on the farms and on the ranches around this country.